Well, good morning from a hot Snoqualmie in Washington. It is just under 90 in the shade, and that's supposed to continue through the week. So a little hot for here, but every once in a while they get it too. Meanwhile, I'm on my parents' porch, which is already in the shade, and enjoying all of my mom's flowers and plants and the hummingbirds darting back and forth from the little feeder they have and all the other birds going to the other feeder. And yeah, very pleasant. And so, let's see. The picture that I sent before, the first picture, is of me with four of the guys who came on the Portland Westgate mission team to the Basque Country several years ago. And we had a great time, had a bunch of good pizza. Other ones, it was a group of 12, and a few have moved on, and others just coincided they couldn't make it. So we didn't have too many, but we had a great time. And while I'm looking at the picture, the Andy Konesevich is the one on the far right, opposite of me. And he is the father of the little girl, Verity, who is now maybe 7 weeks old, extremely critically weak or vulnerable, I guess, with her badly deformed heart. And the latest news is not too good. She's releasing a lot of fluids from her lungs, and they're trying to get that under control. Meanwhile, they're trying to stabilize her so that she could be a heart transplant candidate. And they've just taken her off the list because right now she isn't. So that is an unfortunate development. So appreciate your prayers for her. We are actually, Andy and I are working on a special edition of the Inner Peace booklet, the gospel booklet, that would be dedicated to her, be a separate edition, so that they can give it to the dozens and dozens of doctors and specialists and nurses and fellows and all terms I've never even heard of before. They're meeting along the way, and it's a way to give them the gospel. It'll be a completely different cover, have the same content. It'll be the story of Nicodemus, but it's sort of dedicated to little Verity. So appreciate your prayers for that we could get that done quickly. And yeah, it's a very sort of a delicate, just a crazy situation, because she could literally pass on at any moment. So thank you for your prayers for Verity, for her parents, and for her family. I've had a wonderful time here with my parents. 2 weeks have flown by. We've enjoyed it. Dad and I have gone out on several meals together. And we've just spent good hours with Mom and Dad in the living room or out here on the porch. And it's just been very, very pleasant. I've been able to stay up on necessary office and ministry things pretty much without any problem. Been able to give out 8 different Inner Peace books to people who we've met along the way. So always happy to give those out and hoping that they will be useful in bringing people to the Lord. Back in Spain, we have Jon and Vero are the couple I've mentioned several times recently as coming back to the Lord and so forth. Well, Jon's dad, since he was a teenager and had an accident, has been on medications, just a bipolar situation. He's been in a residence for years. And over the last week, he had a choking incident. Anyway, right now, as I record this, they are with him in the hospital. The Alvarez went over as well to stay with them. Jon and Vero are with him, and he is not expected to live. Yeah, they expect him to pass on within hours. So pray for Jon that he'll be firm in his faith, as I see him to be, and that he'll be able to use this to be a good testimony of the Lord. And so Jon's dad, appreciate your prayers for him. We have the Christian Workers Retreat starting in 2 weeks. And there's a good group coming already. We have the Ayerdi issues with the, you know, there's no place really to park. The parking lot is under mud, under the avalanche. But we'll figure out a way to bring people up and turn their cars around and park them back here and wherever. It's going to be crazy, but it's going to be a wonderful time. So looking forward to that. And then the MTR 17 list is growing and have some interesting candidates coming from out of Europe, outside of Europe, in fact. And a number, one mother today told me she looked and saw there were good tickets and she was going to get already buy tickets for her daughter. So that's moving forward. And we're excited about that. That is December 1st through the 7th, 6th or 7th. And then, oh, another thing we've done, last Monday, Dad, Mom, and I went to Mount St. Helens and took a tour with the Creation Center. And I've seen videos and pictures and read things on Mount St. Helens, and I knew it was, you know, very, very special. But going to it and having it explained was absolutely awesome, incredible. What took place and then what God allowed to come to be known and surface as a result of that absolutely incredible eruption. And I took a bunch of video and I'm going to put it together basically for our family, but I'll eventually share the link with you if any of you are interested. Just one tiny bit of information as to the power of the eruption. They said the Hiroshima bomb, the atomic bomb, the equivalent in power was expelled from the volcano every second for 9 hours. So do the math. That's how powerful that was. And yeah, wow. Our entire town where we live could fit in the crater that was blown out of there. Just amazing. But many, many interesting things from a creationist standpoint have come out. Okay, flights. I fly out tomorrow, Lord willing, at about 2 p.m. Washington time. I already have my negative PCR test, waiting on a second one just to give me a little bit more of a margin of error because, yeah, not quite. I just want to have all my bases covered, but I fly from Seattle to Dallas, have an hour and a half or so there, and then from Dallas to Madrid. So, again, I always ask for the same thing. Pray that there'll be no surprises. I don't want to have any more stories, at least not for now. So, appreciate your prayers for that. I'll land in Madrid, and if everything goes right, the parking lot company will have my car there waiting for me, and I'll get in the car, and I'll drive home and stop along the way to sleep if I have to. So that's the idea. Appreciate your prayers very much, and God bless you. Take care.